This is a chromatic scale from 4-dra up to 9-dra and back down on a B-flat harmonica, just to focus on the overblows and overdraws without sort of getting into any of the really difficult bends or, you know, crazy high range stuff. And I'm doing that from the pucker position. So let me do it now from the tongue block position, which for me has historically been significantly more challenging to overblow, and especially coming, from a different hole. You know, if you're already warming up the reed and the hole you're overblowing or overdrawing on, I've typically found it a lot easier. But so, for example, playing a scale going 4-dra, 4-dra overblow, 5-blow, I've always found a lot easier from a tongue block or a pucker, but especially on the tongue block, than going 5-blow, 4-overblow, 4-dra. So here's that same scale from a pucker. From a tongue block. And you can hear I'm slapping into them just to sort of make sure you can tell that I'm tongue blocking. And now descending. I was doing a fair amount of tongue slapping. I'm just playing around with it now. I'm not sure how viable tongue slapping into the overblow is. Initially, it's not seeming to be something that I would do, or is easy to figure out how to make that happen. But nonetheless, I really was only tongue slapping there so the listeners could feel more confident knowing that I was indeed tongue blocking. And now I want to just play something that, I think a lot of times when we think of overblowing, we think of modern playing, more of a single note approach. We don't necessarily associate it with the classic kind of Chicago blues type playing that we all love so much, partially because this technique wasn't used then. So there isn't the history and the vocabulary from the classic recordings. But also just because some of the modifications we typically have to do to make overblowing, easy and achievable, sometimes compromise the ability to sort of play that sloppier, dirtier, more chordal, tongue blocking kind of style that we associate with that. So I just want to demonstrate how, with these new innovations here, I'm able to, even on the second day of having this harmonica, sort of, play something that sounds a little more traditional and incorporate those notes pretty easily.